Shabir, ati hane muri teina ne. Nuranga mani tiare, unaka shabir, ati hane. Corona, oh, it is some sort of passion. Oh, God, come to Jehovah. I'll come in the Corona, oh, it is some sort of passion. Oh, God, come in. Acharya, also Teta, such as she, Shimad, his divine grace, Abhaya Chananan, Abhaktivananda, Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, Kijai, Iskan, founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, Kijai, Anantakoti, Vaishnav, Vrinda, Kijai, Namacharya, Srila Huilas, Thakur, Kijai, Param, Sekaho, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadhara Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrindigijai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopikopadas Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturam Kijai Jagannatha Swami Kijai Manamai Kijai Shrimati Lasadevi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindigijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharani Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dejatarani. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Let me read the translation. When will that opportune moment come to me? When I shiver upon chanting the name of Lord Gauranga? When will I cry while chanting Hare Krishna? When will I receive the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda so that my desires for material enjoyment become insignificant? When will my mind be purified of material anxieties and desires so they can understand Vrindavana? When shall I be very eager to study the books by the six Goswamis so they can understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna? The lotus feet of the six Goswamis are my only shelter. In constant separation from them, I remain Narottama Das. Narottama Das, Thakur ki jai. So we're going to continue with our study of the Jaiva Dharma by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. As I mentioned many times before, the Jaiva Dharma and Chaitanya Shikshamrita are two of the books that Srila Prabhupada considered most important for us to study. So, Jaiva Dharma ki jai. So, Jaiva Dharma is quite philosophical, but the philosophy is encapsulated in a story or a bit of stories that we are reading simultaneously. So, let's see, what are the announcements? Oh, yeah. So, today's class and tomorrow's class, we're going to be giving, obviously, today because I'm here, and tomorrow, obviously, and then, but the next day, I will be traveling, so most likely not able to give a class, and I'll be traveling to Australia, which is a long trip. Okay, so let's start the class. So, Omaganatimadandasha. Gananjana Shilakeya Chakshur Unmiritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So, let's share the screen. And here is the Jaiva Dharma. Or at least where we are, the Jaiva Dharma. So, let's continue right like here. Oh, someone sent a chat. Already feeling separation. Okay. I will be posting my classes and doing Zoom classes every day. Actually, I think roughly at the same time. Let me just explain what time. So, while I'm in Australia, it's actually 10 hours earlier. So, yeah, it'd be roughly about the same time. 10 hours earlier the next day. So 5 o'clock here is like 7 o'clock in the morning there. How's that for calculation? Yeah, 5 o'clock is like 7 o'clock in the morning. So probably be roughly about the same time. Although I'll be not exactly the same time. I'll be sending out notices so people can watch or not watch. And we may continue with Jaiva Dharma as we're traveling. Maybe not in Fiji, because it's a little too much. Jarvidharma is a little bit too much for them. But the first two places I'm going to are Australia and New Zealand. New Zealand is about an hour later than Australia. So anyway, you'll get your notices on WhatsApp. So let's continue. So here's the Prayo Mukshavastesham Chichanayava Dvijotamamamukshanam Sahasreshu Kaschan Mucheta Siddhati. O best of the Brahmanas, out of those who follow Dharma, only a few desire liberation. Out of many thousand desire liberation, one person becomes a Jivan Mukta, and out of many such persons, one attains the spiritual world. Of course, it's similar to the verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Manushanam Sahasreshu Kaschan Yatati Sivaye. After many thousands of people, same thing, basically, same thing. One may be desirous of liberation. Of those who are liberated, hardly one knows me in truth. Bhagavad Gita. So it's basically the same thing. So many people want liberation, many people follow Dharma, and even the people who got liberation, hardly one knows Krishna in truth. Muktanam api sinanam narayana parayana sadurlava prasantatma kathishvapi mahamune. This is from the Bhagavatam 6:14, 3-5. A great sage, greater than those who are jivan mukta, that means liberated, and greater than those who attain liberation, is the devotee of Lord Narayan. Such a devotee who is in Shanta or other rasas is very rare, even among 10 million people. And of course, a devotee of Lord Narayan must have at least mixed Shanta. What I mean by mixed? Shanta means just adoring the Lord. But without service, you're not a devotee. How's that sound? You're devoted to someone, you're devoted to serving them. So for someone in Shanta Ras to be actually a devotee, there has to be a mixture of some service there too. Although the primary Ras is Shanta, or peacefulness. One cannot count the number of jivas just as one cannot count the number of grains in the sand. That means there's so many souls. Some among them seek out eternal auspiciousness. The majority, however, are intoxicated with the happiness of the senses and are very materialistic. It's very intoxicating. I mean, you don't have to take intoxication to be intoxicated. There's like some people intoxicated with the internet. One particular problem people have nowadays, even devotees, is this thing called TikTok. TikTok is an app that has very, very short videos, and people just spend hours and hours and hours just looking at these videos, trying to entertain themselves, stimulate their senses. Oh, it's intoxication. Previously, television was intoxication. Now it's the internet. Some of those who seek a higher goal endeavor for a state beyond matter. In other words, is miserable here. I got to get out. They are desires of liberation. They want to get liberated. They're approaching the material world in a negative way. I want to get free. In other words, it's not a positive thing. It's negative. I want to be free from suffering, free from anxiety, free from problems. But it's not positive. It's just a negation. Among thousands of such desires of liberation, some become liberated, having attained perfection. Some most peaceful are devotees of Narayan. Not all devotees who are liberated are devotees of Narayan. If you're not a devotee of Narayan, Krishna, other form of God, then your liberation is temporary. As the Bhagavatam says, Aruya Kuchena Parampatam, that ultimately you're going to fall back to the material world. It's interesting. It's funny. It had nothing to do with the class. That whenever I go to a doctor, some of you may have this experience, especially if you're old, they ask, have you fallen recently? So I always say, why are you asking me that question? I haven't fallen. I'm continuing to chant my rounds. And I fell into the mature world, but it certainly wasn't recent. Of course, I don't tell them that. Thus, to be a devotee of Narayan is most rare. The devotee of Krishna is even rarer. The devotees of Krishna are among those who are surpassing the desire for liberation become liberated. As long as the devotees of Krishna maintain their bodies, their situation in samsara is completely different from that of the materialists. Krishna's devotees are these two types. It's interesting. So, what does it mean? The situation in samsara is completely different from that of the materialists. In other words, they're maintaining their bodies to serve Krishna. Just like if I have a car and I maintain the car to serve Krishna, it's different from someone who's maintaining the car to go out with his girlfriend. Yadavada said, you have mentioned four types of persons having discernment, that means discrimination. Among them, whose association is considered devotee association? You know, who should you associate with? Anandadas, Babaji, said, four types of discriminating people are the discerning person, Viveki, that means just one who is able to discriminate, the desire of liberation, Mumukshu, the liberated, or Siddha, Siddha means perfect, and the devotee. Materialists should associate with people of discernment and persons desiring liberation. In other words, materialists, they don't need to discriminate so much. Those who are liberated are of two types. Those liberated persons who accept spiritual rus and the impersonal Mayavadis who identify themselves as liberated. Associating with liberated persons who accept rus is the best. You know, rus means the taste of a relationship with Krishna. Not material rus. Material rus is like when you're eating something. Like you go to a restaurant, you shouldn't go to a restaurant, and you ask for a pizza or something like that, or you're dealing with your grandchildren and great-grandchildren. That's material rus. But spiritual rus is in relationship to Krishna and Krishna's great devotees. The impersonal Mayavadis are offenders. So in other words, those who are impersonal in their understanding of the Absolute, they're offenders, we avoid them. And here's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Everyone is forbidden from associating with them. Even the materialists are forbidden. Because everyone means everyone. In the 10th canto, it is said, and this is a verse that I just partially quoted a few minutes ago. Yen ye rabandaksha vimuktamaninas twayastabhava davashudabhudaya Aruya Kritrena Parambadam Tata Patanjado Nadrata Yuzmad Ongraya. O Lotus Eyed Lord, although non devotees having impure intelligence because of not having devotion to you, think that they are liberated and become Jivan Muktas after severe austerities and penances. They fall down from their position of imagined superiority because they have no regard for the lotus feet of you and your devotees, 10.2.32. Important verse that most of us have memorized. So it says, avachuta buddhiya, which means they have impure intelligence, vimukta maninas, they're liberated only in their mind, and ultimately they fall down from the high position, param padam tata, odiya kuchena param padam tata. Because they have neglected your lotus feet. The fourth type is a devotee. There are two types of devotees. Okay, see what type you are. Those who appreciate the Lord's power and those who appreciate his sweetness. Association with the devotees is the best of all. Especially if one takes shelter of a devotee inclined to sweetness, pure bhakti ras will appear in the heart. So, some devotees worship Krishna, this is primarily Santuras, you know, appreciate, wow, Krishna's so powerful, he's so big, he could do anything. And others just say, Krishna's so attractive, I just want to have a relationship, be his mother, be his lover, be his friend, be his servant. Especially association is good if one takes shelter of a devotee inclined to sweetness. Madhuram. Pure bhakti rasa will appear in the heart. Yadavadas said, you have said that devotees are of two situations. If you clearly explain this, the unintelligent, like myself, will understand properly. So this is external. Anandadas said, devotees are in two situations, householder and renounce. That means grahasta or sannyasi. Of course, the renounce would be sannyasi, vanaprastha, and brahmachari. Because brahmachari is temporarily renounced, generally, and a vanaprastha and sannyas are permanently renounced. Please describe, Yadavadas said, please describe how the householder relates to samsara. So this is actually an instruction that's good for most of the devotees who are householders. Householder means married life, just to tell you what it means, in case you haven't figured that one out for yourself. So Yadavadas said, please describe how the householder relates to samsara, that is, birth and death in this mature world. Anandadas said, making a house does not make a person into a householder. Actually, Lord Chaitanya said something similar. He said, having a house or living in a house doesn't make one a householder. You need a wife. Because many people who live in houses don't have wives. Many sannyasis live in houses. I'm living in a house. Marrying a suitable wife and establishing a house is called a house or householder. The devotee in that situation is the devotee householder. The jiva bound by maya becomes absorbed in material objects by the five doors of the senses contained in his material body. So here's a description of the five doors. By his eye he sees form and color. So beautiful. By his ear he hears sounds. Music. By his nose he smells odors. That prasadam smells nice. And by his skin he touches objects. Oh, that cat is so nice. His fur, his body is so soft. By his tongue he tastes. I guess you get understand what that means. By these five doors he enters the material universe and becomes attached to it. The more he is attached to the material world, the less he is attached to Krishna. This is called samsara with aversion to the Lord. Those who are intoxicated with samsara are called materialists, and the Sanskrit word is vishayi. So, that's an interesting statement. The more he is attached to the material world, the less he is attached to Krishna. Also, you can turn that statement around. The more he is attached to Krishna, the less he is attached to the material world. Both things are absolutely true. When the devotees stay in their house, they do not seek satisfaction of the senses like materialists. So here's the difference between the householder and what Prabhupada termed the griha maiti. Not just Prabhupada, the actual Bhagavatam uses this particular nomenclature. For materialistic householders, he called, the Bhagavatam calls them griha maiti. That means they're like bulls that are led around a pole with a, because they have a nose ring. I know the ladies have nose rings, but that doesn't mean they're bulls. Okay, I'm not going to make any jokes about it right now. So if you have a nose ring, of course you don't have a nose ring, but if the bulls have a nose ring, Prabhupada said that's how they're controlled. Actually, there's certain nerves in the nose, too, that if they have a nose ring, it makes them more peaceful, easier to control. And they're just led around and around and around and around, and they don't go anywhere. They just go in circles. So that's like materialistic household life with griha maiti, and that's described in the Bhagavatam as Bunak Bunas Char Vita Char Vananam. Chewing the already chewed. In other words, you're just trying to squeeze some happiness and keep trying to squeeze and keep trying to squeeze and keep trying to squeeze and nothing comes out. Yuck. It's like every night when I'm cooking, I use a lemon. Everyone knows what a lemon is. And I squeeze the lemon. And I keep squeezing it, and after a while, ain't nothing coming out except for the seeds. So it's like the enjoyment that we're trying to experience in this world. In the beginning, like when squeezing the lemon, in the beginning there's some juice. But after that, it's just rind. Bitter. Yeah, it's like a lemon. Of course, lemon is always a little bitter. But the rind is not at all tasteful. Yeah, it tastes nasty. So, you just get a bunch of... Ugh. Their wives following Dharma, but in the devotee, they stay in the house, but they do not work for the satisfaction of the senses. Their wives following Dharma are servants of Krishna. The sons and daughters are Krishna's servants. So that means your house is like the spiritual world, if it's like that. If your wife or your husband is like Ravan or Sripanaka or Kumbhakarna, because you have to feed them if they're like Kumbhakarna, be kind of expensive. So if your wife or husband is like that, then it's useless. Then it's like, whatever. And if the son or daughter is not a devotee, they're considered mutra rather than putra, according to Prabhupada. Their eyes are objects related to Krishna and the deity and are satisfied with that. Their ears are satisfied with hearing topics of the Lord about the lives of the devotees and about the lives of the devotees. Their noses become blissful in smelling the tulasi and fragrances offered to Krishna. Their tongues relish Krishna's name and Krishna's offered food. Their skin happily touches the devotee's feet. Please accept my obeisances at your lotus feet. Their hopes, actions, desires, hospitality, services to their bodies are all dependent on serving Krishna. Wow. Such a nice life Krishna-conscious householders live. Their whole life is festive with giving mercy to jivas, chanting Krishna's name, and serving the Vaishnavas. It is possible only for household devotees to enjoy material objects without attachment. And they're enjoying, but their enjoyment is not material. Because they're enjoying as... Someone asked me this question. How can we say enjoying? They're not enjoying material sense gratification. They're enjoying material objects. And they're offering to Krishna. And that way it's enjoyable. And they're understanding material objects belong to Krishna. In the age of Kali, it is better to be a household Vaishnava. There is no fear of falling down. Bhakti can increase perfectly. Hear that? Bhakti can increase perfectly. Don't give it up. Among the household Vaishnavas, many are gurus who know tattva. The children of these gurus, if they are pure Vaishnavas, are also household devotees. It is most beneficial to take their association. Here's an interesting question. Yadava Das said, the household of Vaishnavas are dependent on the smartas, that means ritualistic brahmas. Otherwise, let me just... Do not disturb. Yadava Das said, the household of Vaishnavas dependent on smartas. Otherwise, they suffer in society. In this state, how can they remain pure devotees? Ananda Das said, they must necessarily, because of the culture, they must necessarily perform the marriage of their sons and daughters, perform shraddha rites for ancestors, and perform various karmas. They do not have to perform kamya karmas. That means out of desire. They do something. They do whatever they have to do in the material world, in other words, is done out of obligation. Even if it's not direct Krishna consciousness, it's an obligation. Okay, got to do it. Okay, like you got to work, you know, like that. Everyone is dependent on something to maintain their bodies. Even the renunciates must maintain their bodies. You know, have to take a bath and do all sorts of things. When suffering, one takes medicine. I take plenty of medicine. When one is hungry, one takes food. I take plenty of food. To avoid cold, one accepts clothing. That's why I'm wearing the scarf. One makes a house as protection for the sun and rain. These are necessary for the person possessing a body. The renunciate reduces the dependence to some degree. Actually, one cannot be completely independent as long as one has a body. To the extent that one is independent, it is good and it nourishes bhakti. In other words, for a renunciate, then we should do the minimum required. And everyone's minimum is different. So don't criticize someone for having a higher minimum than you. So we're all dependents to a certain degree. That's a fact. I mean, gotta eat, gotta sleep, all that. So, fault is removed if one relates all the mentioned activities to Krishna. In other words, if everything is done for the pleasure of Krishna, one does not marry simply with a desire for children, for worshipping forefathers. One should accept a wife as Krishna's servant and establish a family for Krishna. That determination is favorable for bhakti. Whatever the materialist relatives or priests may say, according to one's determination, one receives results. So, in other words, it doesn't matter what the materialist relatives or priests may say. You'll get the results according to your determination. Your determination should be to please Krishna and Guru. On Shraddha day, Shraddha is the ceremony, you know, you offer something to the departed Vaishnavas or departed ancestors to save them from difficult situations due to their past karma. And on Shraddha days, one should offer prasada pindas, that's what you offer, prasadam, to the forefathers after serving Krishna, and one should feed Vaishnava brahmanas. In this way, the household devotee makes samsara favorable to bhakti, material activities favorable to bhakti. So, it's interesting, in Fiji, for example, they have this, what they call a shrad ceremony, but I call it shraddha ceremony, that's the proper Sanskrit, in which they don't offer to Krishna, not the devotees, of course, I'm talking about the non-devotees, they offer to the person who died, who's probably a ghost anyway, the things that they'd like to eat or do the most. And so that means that if someone was drinking liquor before they passed away, or was addicted to drinking liquor, or addicted to smoking cigarettes, that's, you leave a plate out for them. And that plate may have some cigarettes, hopefully has a cigarette lighter or something so they can light the cigarettes at least, and some booze. So that's nonsense. That's really nonsense. Because the real shraddha for someone would be to offer prasadam. If one mixes bhakti with all the smarta karmas, that means the activities of the ritualistic brahmanas, the smartas lose their nature, the karmis lose their nature as karma. So in other words, if one can actually dovetail, dovetail one's activities according to the rituals in Krishna's service, then there's no more reaction to them. Got it. That's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying. There's no more karmic reaction to it. If Vedic Dharma follows pure bhakti, it is not unfavorable for bhakti. In other words, it is favorable for bhakti. Put it in the positive. Be detached from material actions for material goals. In other words, your goals should be spiritual goals, but you can do material actions for spiritual goals. Perform spiritual activities for spiritual goals with the devotees. Associate with the devotees. If one does so, there is no fault. The majority of Chaitanya's followers were household devotees. From beginningless time, yes, in fact, the majority of Lord Chaitanya's followers were married. Even Ramananda Roy was married. I mean, we don't hear so much information about his wife or family, but he was married. From beginningless time, the devotee Rajarshis, that means the great kings who are spiritual, the Devarshis, I mean, it's the priests amongst the demigods, were largely household devotees. Dhruva, Pallad, and others were household devotees. You should understand that the household devotees are to be worshipped in this world. Yadavadas said, if household devotees are worthy of worship and are all qualified for prema, then why are they renunciate devotees at all? You know, what's the need for you sannyasis? He's not saying that in the same tone of voice that I just spoke. But, you know, really, what is the need of sannyasis? And, of course, Prabhupada, let me just, before he answers that in a different way, Prabhupada said the need for sannyasis is preaching. Among the household devotees, some are qualified to be renunciate devotees. In this world, their number is few and their association is rare. And here's a question. How does one, Yadavadas said, how does one become qualified to be a renunciate? Anantadas said, humans have two inclinations, facing outward, in other words, trying to get enjoyment from outside, Bahiramukha, and facing inward, Antaramukha. Mukha means face. Bahir means outside, antar means within. In Vedic language, this is Purak and Pratyak, inclination. The pure spiritual Atma, forgetting its Swarup, thinks it is the mind and subtle body. Identifying with the mind, the Atma becomes attracted to material objects. Taking support of the senses, this is the Bahir Mukha inclination. Bahir Mukha means looking outside. Like right now, I am looking, what am I looking at? My house, and seeing my swing from India, and thinking, oh, this is very attractive, I would like to swing on it. That's Bahir Mukha. Turning my face away from the internet, from the class. When the inclination is directed away from material objects in the mind, and away from the mind towards the Atman, it's called Antar Mukha inclination. That means within. Turning the face within. As long as the outward tendency is strong, one must relate all tendencies without offense to Krishna, taking strength from the association of devotees. You know, as long as we have this tendency to try to enjoy the senses, then we can dovetail that in Krishna's service and one should be a householder. Taking shelter of bhakti in a short time, the outward tendency will shrink and become the inward tendency. When the jiva's inward tendency becomes perfect, the qualification for renunciation of household life arises. So when you become detached from trying to enjoy external things, when you learn that swing is not going to give you happiness, before that time, if one renounces, there's the fear of falling back to household life. Hustle life is a type of school for learning and manifesting the jiva's nature as Atma. You know, it's to learn. You have to graduate. When the teaching is finished, one can give up the school. And Yadavadas said, what are the characteristics of qualification for renunciation? Anandadas said, Anandadas said, first, he is devoid of contact with women. He has full compassion for all jivas. He is not interested in material earning. He makes effort for eating and clothing when these things are lacking. He has pure rati for Krishna. I mean, pure taste for serving Krishna. He is not interested in material association. He is calm when respected or disrespected. That's a big one. He has no desire for big projects. Yep. But if Krishna wants him to do it, he'll do it. But his desire is, no, his desire is simplicity. He is devoid of attachment to and repulsion to life and death. You know, if you're really scared of dying, you're not ready to take renounce the order of life. The scriptures describe this in the following manner. Sarvabhuteshu yakpashet bhagavad bhavamatmana Bhutani Bhagavat Jatman Yesha Bhagavato Tamaha. The most advanced devotee sees the Supreme Lord, one's object of worship, within everything and sees everything in the Supreme Lord. Of course, that's very similar to 6:30 in the Gita, Yo Mam Pashati Sarvacha Sarvam Jamai Pashati. Same thing. 11:245. Bhagavatam. Mayananyena Bhavena Bhaktim Gurvanti Yedradam Matkrite Chakta Karmandas Chakta Swajanabandavaha. They perform steady bhakti to me with exclusive devotion, giving up all actions to attain me, giving up friends and relatives. That's renunciation. Bhagavatam 3:25-22. Nice verses that are being quoted here. I mean, all verses are nice in Bhagavatam. Vishrijyate vidiham napatasashakshad dariravash avashabhito jargoganasha pranayarasanaya dhritangripadma sabhavati bhagavata pradhanahukta. He who binds the lotus feet of the Lord by ropes of love, and whose heart the Lord, destroyer of sins, of heaps of sins, does not leave, even if beckoned accidentally, is called the best of devotees. Bhagavatam 11:255. So this is really interesting. Who attracts the Lord by his own love? And the Lord never leaves his sight, even if by accident, you know, he becomes a little attracted to something else. That's called the best of devotees. The household devotee who has these qualities no longer is capable of performing karmas. He thus becomes a renunciate. Such a nirapeksha devotee is rare. If in one's life one takes the association of such a devotee, one, it is most fortunate. Gadavadas said, I see nowadays that some people at a young age give up the house and accept renunciation and begging. They establish a place of worship and serve the Lord. Gradually they get the fault of associating with women. However, they do not give up chanting the name, etc. They beg at various places and support their establishment. Are the nirapeksha or household devotees? Ananta Das said, you're asking many questions at once. I can give separate answers. It is not a question of old or young age. By previous impressions of this life, at a young age, one may be qualified for renouncing the house. Shukadeva, by his very birth, was qualified. One must simply see that the qualification is not artificial. Once true renunciate spirit arises, there is no obstacle to renouncing at a young age. Yadavada says, what is true renunciation and artificial renunciation? Ananta Das, they keep saying Ananda, but it's actually Ananta, not Ananda. This is some editing mistakes here. Ananta Das said, true renunciation is firm, it will not be broken at any time. Artificial renunciation manifests because of a desire for position, duplicity, and cheating. And you see that. Now, explain that in a second. The renunciate will gain respect with this hope. Some people show artificial renunciation. This is worthless and produces great inauspiciousness. The characteristics of qualification for renunciation are not seen in this person. Depravity soon manifests. And one thing I've seen, there have been so many preachers, and we're not just talking about from India, we're talking about from basically all the countries in the world, people become preachers and they get dhanam janam sundarim. They get followers of beautiful women and money. And depravity manifests itself. It's a very dangerous situation to be in. I was just seeing one report about some of the rich ministers in the world. And they're extremely, extremely rich. Some of them have like $100 million in assets, giant houses, private jets. I wouldn't mind a private jet. So some of them have all this facility. I've seen even in poor countries, I was reading the list, and many of them come from Nigeria, you know, which is a poor country, and some of them are worth $100 million, have big houses, you know, either in Europe somewhere or somewhere else. This is crazy. Someone who is a preacher should be living simply. Even if they're married, they should live simply. They don't need that sort of facility. How many bedrooms do you need? You can only sleep in one bed at one time, right? You can only use one bathroom at one time. I mean, it's crazy. All you need is, you know, just some simple prasadam, a place to go to sleep, you know, and some comfort, and a few sets of clothes. You know, what's happening? So I was just shocked to see the depravity, which is really mentioned here, the depravity of many of these religious people, and many of them ultimately get arrested for this reason or that reason, and they start out life being very sincere. But ultimately, depravity soon manifests. So on that happy note, actually, it's stated by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur that the final source of anarthas are the byproducts of bhakti. And this is what we've just been talking about. Okay, let us stop sharing now that we talked about depravity. And, you know, many of these people become extremely depraved. Extremely depraved in many different ways. So one has to be very careful, especially if you're a religious or a preacher, you know, just live simply. Live simply, you know. It doesn't need to be like one of those Indian Bollywood movies where you have like 20 girls fanning you with peacock fans or something. Okay, on that happy note, who would like to ask a question? Okay, Krishna Keshava, you have a question. You can ask. You have your hands raised. Your hand.
Hare Krishna Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances.
So my blessings. Good to see you. What's up?
Thank you, Gurudev. So, Gurudev, you're explaining Gruhastha being a renunciate. So, from being Bahir Mukha to Antar Mukha. I know it's a journey. So, but as a practicing devotee, what are the things we need to do so that we can go towards the journey of that Gurudev? Can you please explain?
Don't try to be Antara Mukha right now. Be practical. Enjoy this material world and offer the results of Krishna. What should you do? I think the more you try to share Krishna consciousness with others and serve Prabhupada's mission, the more the desire for, you know, just the desire for enjoying this world will actually dissipate. And that doesn't mean that one becomes a renunciate externally. That's simply a botheration in most cases. One should become a renunciate internally. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the preferable stage of renunciation when one gets a little older, not your age, but one gets a little older, is Kshetra Sannyas, where one remains with the family and serves the mission or serves the deity in a particular place. So I would say just serve Prabhupada's mission, chant nicely, eat prasadam, enjoy.
Thank you, Gurudev.
And offer everything you do to Krishna and do it with the objective of serving Krishna and pleasing Krishna. Okay.
Thank you.
No one should ask how to become a renunciate. We got too many renunciates. Right? We want to keep a monopoly on renunciates. Like Prabhupada said one time, there are so many about Vrindavan. He said there are so many sadhus and so many japatis, and there are more sadhus than japatis. Everybody understands what that means? So there's so many sannyasis and only a limited cake. Anyway, I'm just joking. There are so many sannyasis. And in Vrindavan, sometimes there's this thing, in Braj, there's this thing called the chapati run, because there's a, you know, the scarcity of chapatis. So all the sadhus know when a particular temple is going to distribute chapatis or rotis every day. So they race to the latest temple, and the winner takes all, so to speak. And then the winner, he gets to eat all the chapatis. And the problem is the poor ladies, the widows, they can't run as fast as the men. So the men get all the chapatis. And the poor widows, they don't get very many chapatis. And this happens sometimes. So, it's interesting. Okay, enough humor. So, who else has a question? You can type in the chat window, or you can raise your hand, or you can unmute yourself. Any questions? Wow. People are shy today. All right. So anyway, I'll just make a little announcement. Today's class and tomorrow's class, I will be giving. Of course, today's class I already gave. And tomorrow's class I will give by Krishna's grace, if this world is still here. And then after that, I'm traveling to Australia, so for at least 2 or 3 days, I won't be given a class, but then when I'm able to give a class in Australia, I will send a WhatsApp message out, and when I'm able to give a class in New Zealand, I'll send a message out. When I'm able to give a class in, what's it, Hawaii, I'll send a message out. When I'm able to give a class in Fiji, I will send a message out. So stay tuned. And so tomorrow, we'll see everybody. All glories to His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki.